I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we will talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. But first, why a podcast on climate change? Well, let's be clear. Humanity is facing an unprecedented crisis. Climate change and warming global temperatures pose the biggest threat to life on Earth. Difficult to believe? Well, current science confirms that at present levels of greenhouse gas emissions, like carbon dioxide, the world will heat up by at least 4 degrees Celsius by 2100. Well, we needn't even have to wait so long. Cities like Mumbai will be regularly submerged by 2050, and at around the same time, most of Himalayan glaciers will vanish. Climate change isn't a future fear. We are living through climate change. And to do something about it, we need to know how great that problem is. I can give you my example as a journalist. 5 years ago, climate change didn't really register on my radar. I knew about it, but it was something that was going to happen in the future. And anyway, I'd say to myself, the world's governments would do something to stop it, wouldn't they? But since then, I've seen terrible droughts, forest fires in the Himalaya, entire villages running out of water because the glacier they depended on had shrunk. I've seen devastating cyclones, way stronger than usual, and repeated floods that have shown how helpless our current systems are. And that is why we have this podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the importance of words. How do you feel when someone says climate change? Do you feel worried? Or do you shrug, like the US President Donald Trump? He once said that if the climate is changing, it can change back. Now, how do you feel if I use the words climate crisis? Do I have your attention now? How about climate emergency? Or would you think that's going too far? If you're alarmed, well, you should be. Climate science is very clear. The world is fast changing in a way where it'll get increasingly difficult for human beings to live, along with the rest of the natural world. Due to greenhouse gas emissions from our energy-guzzling modern lifestyle, average global temperatures are 1 degree Celsius higher than before the Industrial Revolution. 1 degree, huh? Doesn't sound like much. But a 1 degree change has meant that the Arctic is melting, Greenland's ice sheets are melting, ocean levels are rising, coastal cities are getting flooded every year. Remember the Kerala floods? Remember Venice getting flooded? Cyclones and hurricanes are getting more powerful and appearing more frequently every year. Remember the havoc unleashed by Cyclone Fani in Odisha earlier this year? Already, there's acute water shortage in North India due to the drop in groundwater levels due to the excessive use of diesel pumps. Once the Himalayan glaciers melt, and it's inevitable, the combined effect on water security will be nightmarish. There are wildfires every year in the Arctic Circle. California burns multiple times a year now, and that's just 1 degree. Now imagine a 2 degree rise, or 3, or 4. If your imagination fails you, you're not alone. The world has never faced such a situation while human beings have been around. This is why words matter. This is why it's true to say that we are facing a climate crisis, not just change. Earlier this week, the Hindustan Times proclaimed in its editorial that the publication will be using the words climate crisis in its journalism on the subject. This follows a similar declaration made by The Guardian in May. Oxford Dictionaries has announced that its 2019 word of the year is climate emergency. It says that since 2018, the use of the word went up by 10,796%. People are sitting up and taking notice. You should as well. This podcast will help you understand, cut through the clutter, and inform you, so you can ask the government what it plans to do about the crisis, so you can ask yourself, your families, your colleagues, your friends, what will you do? Because the time to tackle this crisis is running out. That's it from me today. In next week's Mint Climate Change Tracker, we will look at greenhouse gas emissions, what they are, how they contribute to climate change, and what India and other countries are doing to tackle it. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook with the hashtag MintClimateTracker, and read my weekly column in Mint Lounge called Climate Change Tracker to know more. Tune in again next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.